Legal Aware, explaining why law matters to business.
My name is Katie Clare.
And my name is Quenazi.
I think getting rid of the law degree altogether would be a little drastic, yes. I think that the law degree prepares you for life in practice. And I do think it is still very important today.
I'm a BPTC student currently, and before I chose my bar school, and I definitely went around and looked at the pass rate and how many percentage of students getting a pupillage.
More than employment statistics, I looked at where firms and chambers choose their pupils or their trainee solicitors from. So rather than just looking at the statistics as such, I was keen to bear that in mind as well in my decision. So, you know, which firms take from which colleges and which law schools, and that was very instrumental in my decision. But I think the GDL actually, especially at BPP, which is all I'm aware of, actually prepares you quite well with those skills. So in the independent research essay, which we're required to produce, the coursework, the case analysis and statute analysis, a lot of those skills are tested anyway. And so I think that a lot of those areas are covered through the core areas and the tutorials, as well as you know, in independent study.
I think all of these professional legal skills definitely prepare you very well to enter into the professional life. And I could see that there might be some advantages for doing it much earlier in the legal education by combining it with the knowledge that you learn. Because the knowledge itself, the knowledge of law itself could be quite substantial, so there might be danger of combining it altogether. So it's just personal opinion, really, whether or not you should combine them together. Or
are they talking here about combining the LPC with the training contract and learning on the job, as it were?
Yes,
I think that would be quite good, and in that it would also be advantageous for students in that they wouldn't have an extra year of study. They could learn on the job. I mean, a lot of trainees spend their time doing, you know, sort of menial tasks, and if they were actually learning on the job, that would be a benefit to them.
Legal Aware, explaining why law matters to business.
Yeah, I particularly enjoyed the GDL at BPP. I found the way it's taught, it's very well structured. I know what I'm doing every week, and everything is made very clear to me. I also find it really interesting in that in our tutorials we discuss around the subject. There's a lot of opportunity for debate, and we do a lot of law in action, which is sort of putting it in context and giving us an insight into how those skills might be applied in the real world, as it were. I'm particularly enjoying the GDL.
As for the BPTC, I really enjoy the course in the way that you get the chance to apply all the legal knowledge to real life problems, and then think about how to strategically analysing a case, present a case, and most importantly, I think the BPTC prepare you ethically and also your discipline to really practice as a barrister.
Legal Aware, explaining why law matters to business.
I think it matters to an extent, but I don't think it should be the be-all and end-all. I know it's the best way on paper, or one of the ways in which a firm can, or a chambers can assess a student, and that's the only real thing they have on paper to go on. But I think really we should be looking beyond that at other things. And I think being an all-rounded individual is much more important, and I think those kind of skills you can get elsewhere. And perhaps, in my view, I think a lot of really good solicitors could be made from people who went to different universities. It doesn't have to be Oxbridge graduates. I don't think people with 2.2s should be actively discouraged from pursuing a career in law, but I think they would have to show themselves in other ways.
In a way, I disagree, having not gone to Oxford or Cambridge myself. But I accept that it is the reality of how people are selected. The fact that you have an Oxford or Cambridge on your CV guarantee that you have the quality of standards, in at least in the eyes of the employers. And I also think that it could be discrimination in the way that your destiny as a lawyer is decided right after secondary school, before you go to university. Your chance of being a barrister in London is significantly higher have you gone to Oxford or Cambridge, and much lower if you haven't.
I also think to decide where you're going to university at secondary school level, which is what you were talking about, I don't necessarily think people are thinking that far ahead when they make their applications to university. And so I don't think that should be something necessarily to take into account, because people don't necessarily know their path for the future. And it would be an ideal world if everybody knew that they wanted to become lawyers in the future. But that's not the reality of the situation. So I think, you know, firms and chambers need to show a bit of adaptability and to select for people who've shown their ability in other ways.
It is a qualification to a very specialised professional job, and it is driven by the market demand, and the market demand for barrister and lawyers are decreasing, and whereas the demand for other form of legal services are on the rise. Perhaps we might want to think about a third way, like for example dispute resolution, where more people go to nowadays instead of litigation in the court.
Legal Aware, explaining why law matters to business. Legal Aware, explaining why law matters to business.